section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
To the Kiwani Sports League podcast, season 13, episode number 5 and number 93 in the series. I am your host, Andrew Hughes. I'm joined by three special guests this week. We have the 2006 and 2011 champion, Mr. Amazing, KSL champion. And we have the 2018 KSL champion, Mr. Doug Hahn, and the first ever KSL champion, Mr. Brian Chateet. So let's talk about week number 4. We had Kevin over Nanigay, Pate over Doug, Tybo over Brian, Oberg over Snyder, Hoofter over Andy, and Palmer over Aaron. So what was the game of the week, Brian?
Oh, dude. I don't know. I'm going to go with Aaron and Palmer's because it was the closest. Otherwise, I didn't really pay too much close attention to them.
All right, Doug, what are your thoughts?
I have to agree. It's got to be Aaron and Palmer. They were two close teams going into it, and then they also have the closest point differential, so that would be my game of the week.
Was that the game of the week, Aaron?
Absolutely, and you know, I think with the other games, even though Kevin and Nanigay's got a little bit closer towards the end, mine and Palmer's was actually down to the wire, so every game it was very important. So myself and Palmer.
All right, so we all agree on the 12-ball game?
I think we do, yeah.
All right, so yeah. Let's...
It's not unanimous.
Oh.
Okay. What is it?
I mean, besides it's going to go to... It's a two-way toilet bowl game of the week. So we got two winners here. We got my game and Andy's game. We didn't even make it out of the 130s.
Wow.
Yeah, I kind of wish you two would have played each other. And Andy would have beat you with the second list.
That would have been awesome.
Like going into like the game, and you'd just be like, "Oh my god, my players aren't performing." And then you'd be like, "Wait, neither's the Bryans. Oh wait, they're taking a shit and throwing it up on the board. Oh, this is fantastic."
All right, so who got password?
It would have also,
what's that?
It would have also been game of the week.
Yes, it would have been. That is for sure.
All right, Brian, who got password is tacoed?
Ooh, I'm gonna say Aaron.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Doug?
I want to say Brian did. Because that's just absolutely horrible.
All right, so let's close the book on week number 4. So let's talk. So let's talk about week number 5. So let's talk about week number 5. We have Aaron versus Pate, Andy versus Doug, Tybo versus Nanigay, Snyder versus Kevin, Brian versus Hoofter, and Oberg versus Palmer. Doug, what is the game of the week?
Game of the week is you versus me, because somebody's finally going to get a win.
We could always tie.
I'm afraid of that.
Brian, what are your thoughts?
That is awesome. That I have to agree. 0-4 team, 2-0-4 teams. That's awesome.
Aaron?
Yeah, I think it's a unanimous decision here. It's the game of the week and the toilet bowl game of the week. Anyone have objections to that?
I do.
Well, come on. Really? I mean, you know, number 11 versus number 12. It is.
No. The only reason I say no, it won't be the toilet bowl game of the week is because I remember in previous years, every time that I faced Boober, it really has been the number one scoring team versus the number two scoring team. Several times it's been that way. So I'm saying that I'm going to beat Boober, but Boober would have beat everybody else this week.
Yay.
So we're finally going to have a winner.
I got a feeling I'm going to post the lowest score again.
So who's most likely to get passed for his taco, Brian?
Me.
Aaron?
I'm going to say Dave because I want to be the one behind the one. And 4-1.
Doug?
I'm going to say Palmer gets password is taco. I think Oberg's going to whoop him up this week.
And I hope Doug gets password is tacoed. All right, so let's talk about some KSL news. Who's going to be paid first, Aaron?
I'm going to say myself. I think that, you know, even though my right now some of my players aren't performing very well, I still think that I have one of the better chances to do it.
All right, Brian, your thoughts?
It would be nice to knock off the 4-0 team so we can get a loss and, you know, and join the rest of us.
Do you think that Dave had the hardest schedule going in?
No.
He's had, like, the least amount of points against. I mean, if you take a look at his recaps, you know, he played two teams who scored 161 and 158.
I think he's used the waiver wire, you know, very well, even though he objects and says he hasn't, and it's not fair.
Doug, your thoughts?
Well, as for who's going to be the first one to knock him off, I'm going to say Boober in week 7. Just an undefeated team versus a team that hasn't had a win, and Boober will beat him week 7.
I'm shooting for that to be my only win this year.
But I am very happy to know that, you know, like my two worst weeks were against Pate, and I still put up 190 in each of those. So I am happy about that. You know, I've also noticed that I've out of the three teams that I played, because I've played twice now, each one of them had their top week against me.
By the way, can we talk about Calvin Johnson? I had him in two leagues, and I'm never picking up that motherfucker again because he decided to put up, what, 1 point something?
Yeah, he's the reason I lost to Palmer.
That's why I traded Des Bryant away in a different league. But
I'm not happy about that. I lost to a guy who, I shit you not, had Andrew Luck. I don't remember who the other guy was.
Go, Lacy! Go! Go! Touchdown!
Really?
Yep. Lacy just got another touchdown. Wow.
It's nice to see. And now that Lacy for Jamal Charles isn't so bad.
This week.
This week, yeah.
This or is any other. Lacy's best game all year. Just going to throw
that. Or any other week so far this year. Charles isn't performing for shit.
Actually, I thought when the helmet comes off.
Charles had a good one last week. No, only if it's the runners.
Yeah, it's only offensive.
Gotcha.
So let me ask you this much, guys. We have a couple 3-1 teams.
No, hold on a second. I'm not done yet. So this fucker had literally, this is his lineup. It was Andrew Luck, Antonio Brown, Jamal Charles, and Kansas City's D. Everyone else was on fucking buys. And I lost to him. I have Stafford, who did good. Brandon Marshall, 7.9. Julian Edmond, 2.3. And where'd he go? It doesn't fucking matter. I'm just not happy because the guy had literally four guys playing. Five. And I lost.
Right. So, guys, every single year, except for last year, we have a team that is 3-1 that misses the playoffs. It's just kind of one of those little oddities that we have. And in particular, we have four teams at 3-1. So there's actually a pretty good chance that one of them might miss the playoffs. So, Doug, I got to ask you, out of the four 3-1 teams, Ty Boardman, Ty Palmer, Brian Chatit, and Kevin Smith, which one is most likely to miss the playoffs?
That's a tough one, but I'm gonna go with Boardman, I think, this time. I know I said in previous podcasts that I don't think Brian's going to make it, but you know what? I think Brian has a team that can somewhat do what Boardman – no, Boardman's out. He's done.
Even with a 2-0 divisional record?
Even with a 2-0 divisional record, I have no faith in his team to hold out the whole season.
Okay.
I mean, I'm looking at the – is it current projections right now have him actually out? Like, he's 3-1 right now, and the current projections have him winning only one more game.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think he'll win more than one more, but we'll see. Brian, who do you think, which 3-1 team is going to miss the playoffs?
If you look back in recent history, it'd probably be me, because I haven't made it in, like, forever.
But you don't think that this year is your year?
But if Boardman doesn't change his QB, if he keeps Tom Brady in, because I think he's going to get – he might get benched yet. I mean, he's still playing horribly. I think Boardman's going to be the one that misses out unless he changes his lineup a little bit. His running backs are very weak too.
Mm. I am actually going to go down a different route. I think that it'll be Palmer. I think that at 3-1, Palmer has gotten insanely lucky, and I don't think that luck is going to hold
Andrew
out.
Luck. Andrew Even, Luck.
And he has Andrew Luck, so no
problem. Best fantasy player so far this year.
He is. Yep. And I'm not saying that Andrew Luck isn't going to be good. I think Andrew Luck is going to be the top quarterback this year. But I don't like the rest of his team, and I think that he's gotten some fluky wins, and I don't think that he's going to beat Oberg this week. And so I think that we're gonna see Palmer actually kind of fall down the ranks there a little bit. So, Andy, do you have a guy that you think is going to miss out?
All four.
All four are going to miss out.
I won't say all four, but
it's highly unlikely.
Except
also looking
Brian.
At the current projections, Brian is also only going to win two more games.
Wow. Yeah, I think he'll probably win at least three more.
He'll lose out to the last. No. This would just be great though, because he'll lose out to the playoffs to Joe, who has a slightly better divisional record than him, but Brian has more points.
That's funny.
They have me actually winning three games.
Yeah,
I know.
Isn't that funny?
Andy, do you think you're going to be the worst team in KSL this year?
Yes.
You don't think that you're going to improve at all? You're not going to, you know, maybe jump up to ninth? You think that you're going to end up 12th?
No, I think I'm going to sit right here where I'm at. Okay.
I think you have a chance to improve, personally.
No.
But anyway, Doug, you and Brian are both still in survival. Who?
That is correct.
Brian, let me ask you first, who's your lock of the week?
Hold on. Just give me a moment.
Doug, do you have your lock of the week ready?
I do.
I do now.
Doug?
Go ahead, Doug.
I have Pittsburgh this week.
Ooh. And who do they play?
Jacksonville.
But, you know, Pittsburgh lost to the Bucs last week.
I know. And it's one of those things that I look at my pick so far, and I have Philly over Jacksonville, Denver over Kansas City, New England over Oakland, San Diego over Jacksonville. I might just run the Jacksonville thing into the ground until Jacksonville finally upsets somebody.
Okay. Brian, and you?
I picked Detroit over Buffalo. Mm.
Yeah, but they're starring Kyle Orton, though, the neckbeard.
Yeah.
Is anyone following him?
That's why I picked Detroit. their defense is very good right now, and Orton hasn't played a quarterback in like a year.
All right.
Well, does he still have the neck beard or the porn stash?
Maybe a combination of the two. I think that would be the sexiest.
That would be the sexiest.
Oh my God. Minnesota just made a pass. Brian and Doug, since both of you guys are on, I got to ask you, are you guys racing to see who can get more moves, but you know, halfway through the year? Because right now you guys are at 20. It's like by week 9, you guys are going to be close to being out of moves.
I will say this. I mean, and last week you saw me do a lot of trades. This week, a lot of people, I don't know if it's because I've made a lot of trades, a lot of people have not even considered mine. I mean, I find it funny that I have the top three. Or not top three, but three out of the top 12 wide receivers now. And with 12 teams, you would figure at least somebody would have at least one. But no, I have three. So that means there's more people without top receivers. So I'm offering these top receivers to people. But because they have names like Steve Smith, nobody wants them. I don't understand it. So I've now had to resort this week to – you know, using the waiver wire to try to help improve my team.
And what about you, Brian?
I'll take Steve Smith, just not for AJ Green.
Well, it wasn't straight up. There was other players involved in that too, which I think is still a fair trade. But
yeah, technically, it is. Actually, I would be getting the better deal, you know, going up to this week.
Yeah,
because AJ Green has been out and hurt.
Mm-hmm. But no, you said no, so.
I did. What'd you say, Aaron?
So, Brian, what about you? What is your reason for having 20 moves so far?
Well, when you have a shitty team.
Wait. Yeah, Brian, you're
3-1.
What's your record? You're 3-1. I'm 0-4. There's a reason why I need to use the waiver wire.
Yeah, well, injuries is a big part of it. Arian Foster, he's going to be hurt again, but thank God Aaron decided to trade me the one guy, trade. And defensive players for me, because I don't hold onto the bench with those guys, so every week I have to three moves on during the bye weeks. I have to, you know, drop people and add people because I don't hold onto them. Same with the team defense. I just do week to week.
All right. Well, Andy, is there anything else you wanted to add?
No, everything's fine.
All right, sounds great. Well, I guess if that's it, guys, if no one has any last words.
Make counter trade offers. I don't care.
For Doug Hahn, Brian Chatit, and Andrew Hughes, I am Andrew Hughes, and we'll catch you on the gridiron.
Wait. Did you thank yourself for editing the podcast?
You said that I'm Andrew Hughes. And for Brian Chatit, Doug Hahn, Aaron Hughes, I am Andrew Hughes, and until next time, we'll see you on the gridiron.
Oh, thank God he forgot.
He's going to add it in later, you know it.
I'm going to thank 86 Productions and Section 86 because...
there it went.
I can.
My biggest disappointment pick, and I still refuse to let go of him, is Cordarrelle Patterson.
You know what, though? I've
been listening to Matthew Berry too much.
Yeah, I have too, though. In other leagues, I have him, and I have refused to drop him, too, because of that.
Yeah, I...
Jarius Wright is the guy it seems to be right now. He gets everything.
I'm praying on McKinnon. I'm hoping that someday, you know, and then I can just laugh at Aaron.
Why? Asiata has actually been really good for me.
Oh, no. I understand that. And I, you know, that was a great pickup for you. And just every week now, I'm hoping that McKinnon gets in there and gets a chance. When I saw what he did last week, I was like, holy crap, that is awesome. And then I looked at what Asiata did, and I was like, oh, that's why.
Yeah.
McKinnon is
they're up by
right now.
Yeah, he's in right now, but I mean it's
garbage time. He's going to get garbage yards now.
Yeah,
which is fine. But you know what? I just hope that proves that he's better running back than him, and then I can have another running back on my bench.
Well, I got Sankey now, and he's actually finally become what you think he would become.
Hey, I dropped Maurice Jones-Drew, so anybody feel free to go pick him up.
Yeah.